Black Sheep Gang, always us, never them. Shout out to the Sheep Vision Click, man. Everybody that subscribed to the Anchor app, everybody that's in tune on different streaming platforms, man. Yo, man. Salute to Kawhi Leonard. Salute to him for not going to the Los Angeles Lakers. None of us wanted to see that. But Chris Broussard, like, this nigga gotta go, man. I gotta take him off of Fox Sports. Chris Broussard was sure Kawhi Leonard was headed to the Lakers. Jalen Rose, he was sure Kawhi was staying in Toronto, man. Kawhi had the last laugh, for real. And Kawhi got a sidekick by the name of Paul George to come join him in Los Angeles. Everybody saying Paul George got tired of playing with Russell Westbrook. He couldn't take it no more. Russ is not worried about that. George Paul can go ride Kawhi Leonard's coattail and try to win the championship, because when the pressure is on, George Paul is going to come up small in the playoffs like he did in the Portland series. It could have went to a game six if George Paul just would have hit one of them free throws with 15 seconds left in game five. But he failed. But now he wants to ride Kawhi Leonard's coattail to a championship, man. This is crazy, but the Los Angeles Clippers is the best team in L.A. You know what I mean? They're the best team in L.A. right now. You know what I mean? LeBron James, there's no excuses for you. You should still be able to win. You got A.D., Anthony Davis. You're top five player in the league, right? You still one of the top players in the league. Didn't Paul George date Doc Rivers' daughter and cheated on her with a Miami stripper or some shit like that? It's going to be interesting on the other side, down the hallway, on the Clippers end of things, man. But yeah, the Clippers, they should be the favorites to win the championship, man. But Chris Broussard need to go. He don't have any sources. No sources. He used to be up there lying. He said the Los Angeles Clippers have one 1% chance to land Kawhi Leonard. Now he's looking like an idiot, man. Zion played last night, all dunks, and the Knicks prize possession, RJ Barrett, 4 for 18, man. I told people this kid is a ball hog. He's a motherfucking ball hog. I feel bad for the Knicks, man. But Oklahoma City, go sign DeMarcus Cousins. Get Russ a piece of hell. Russ is going to take that Thunder team to the playoff regardless, man. Russ is Russ. He's a different kind of animal, man. Best individual talent in basketball. Could LeBron James averaged a triple-double and shot bad, y'all still be calling him the GOAT. Y'all definitely say he's better than Jordan if he averaged a triple-double. Just put respect on Russell's name. Talking about players is running away from playing with Russell. Russell plays hard every night. He don't take off. The rest of you demons be taking off possessions. A lot of y'all niggas is soft. And y'all don't have that will to win like Russell. He gives it all, man. He probably come up small because he give too much to the game. He be gassing out. Titties don't love the game like Russell Westbrook. So stop trying to belittle that man, bro. Switching over to battle rap, man. This nigga Sue Surf, you talking a lot of shit before this Loaded Lux and Hollow versus you on Rock, man. I'm switching my pick. I had Gun Titles winning this, you know, because the chemistry, you know, I mean, they did it before. But I'm switching my pick to Loaded Lux and Hollow. Loaded Lux is going to read both you niggas' files. Sir, if you a lost nigga, Loaded Lux is going to read your file. You're going to have some shit for Lux too, man. But that right there is going to prompt that moment for smacking them to do the unfinished business with you and Lux headline that, man. That shit right there, this 2v2 is the prelude to Surf and Lux, the 1v1 movie I've been asking for since like 2015, man. Rock, he gonna read your file too, man. He gonna belittle you. You like T-girls. You look up to a lost nigga. Like I said, Sue Surf could come lay up in your house, eat all your kids' Twinkies, you know what I mean? Smoke all your weed, smack your wife on the ass, and you won't do nothing. You just be like, Surf! Because you idolize that man. And that's just real talk. Look at that video on Fit Over the Hip Hop Is Real. At the 13-minute mark of that video, You know what I mean? This nigga, what happened in that shit again, man? It's around the 13-minute mark of that Hip Hop Is Real, if I'm correct. Hip Hop Is Real video. And what's his name? Sue Surf, the diva, his son in T-Rock, man. Billy told him to get off the phone with Briz and shit like that. You know Surf, man. He treat them cave gang niggas like they ain't shit, man. But yeah, man, he's the real leader of that shit, man. But Luck is going to read both them niggas' files, man. Both of them. Make them niggas look bad. Make them look real bad. Black Sheep Gang. Always us, never them, man. Shout out to the Sheep Vision Click. The Morning Report, man.